Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Jews and Gentiles, not in an ecumenical way, but in a supernatural, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua. And when that ancient Jewish anointing, the DNA, if you will, the spiritual DNA, merges with the Gentile New Covenant Christian anointing, it forms the full glory of Messiah. We're about ready to see so many Jewish, there's like a wave of God's Spirit on Jewish people right now, not as an end in itself, but it says if it was a blessing the Jewish people rejected their Messiah, how much greater blessing when the Jewish people received their Messiah? And was it a blessing for Gentiles? Sure, they got grafted into the Jewish olive tree. How much greater blessing for Gentiles when Jewish people received their Messiah? It would literally cause, and I believe this is in every dimension, life from the dead. It will mean the speeding up of the return of the Messiah. It will mean literally we will be praying for dead people. My guest in the studio, her name is Anna Mendez Farrell. And Anna, you have prayed for many dead people that have come back to life. Tell me about the first dead person you prayed for that came back to life.
It was my daughter. My daughter was 11 years old and she had a dead accident. She was flipping in a pool full of plastic foam. Do you know how kids jump in there? And the foam scattered, and she fell on her neck and broke her neck and died instantly. So my son came and said, "Mom, come, because Anna doesn't move anymore." And I grabbed the dead body of my daughter. I mean, she was up. She didn't have any sign of life. And this was in a restaurant. So I started screaming the power of resurrection. And I said, "For this day I have believed, and I believe Jesus is real, and the power of resurrection is here." And I just called for the power of resurrection till the breath of life came back to her, and she came back from the death.
Now, when you see an impossible situation like that, when sickness tries to attach itself to you, you don't fall over and play dead. Now, I'm in favor of doctors because most Christians would be dead without doctors. But you said there is a higher level to enter into.
I think there is a higher way than doctors. Doctors is a remedy if you don't believe. But I would like to say there is a higher way that is truth. And I believe it was 4 months ago, five months ago, last year, I discovered growth in my body. And I believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. I believe in the power of his wounds. And because I have communion every day, as I eat communion, I have the fellowship with the wounds of Jesus. And when I see an antibiotic, when I see chemotherapy, when I see whatever greatness of man has invented, nothing is compared to the power that I can see in the wounds of Jesus. And when I break that breath, I see the wounds opening up, and I take from those wounds that Jesus paid for me, and I take the power, and when I see Jesus in the cross, I say, "Jesus, not one drop of your blood, not one wound is going to be in vain for my life." And I start taking that every day till suddenly I just saw that growth disappearing as the power of the wounds of Jesus and the blood totally took
yes,
over.
But Banana, you're special. What about the average person? Can they walk in that kind of power?
We are the body of Christ, brother. We are the body of Christ. We are all special. There's not one glory for the head and another glory for the body. The same glory that has the head has the entire body. We need to believe. We need to open our understanding. That's what Paul says. I pray for the eyes of their understanding to be open so they can see the riches of the glory of Christ. That is the inheritance for the saints, and the riches of the glory is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And how we get that is by the having communion every day. We get more and more connected and more becoming one with Christ. That is the hope of glory. And the matter is not what we believe, it's what we become. And Jesus is calling us to become his body. And you become his body the more you know him. So if the body, the head has a glory, the entire body has that glory.
Well, this revelation burns inside of you. In the revelation of communion that you've written, I've interviewed people that have had wonderful revelations on communion, but God's given you something special. He's downloaded this. I mean, I want you to briefly tell me the time God called you to one of the worst histories in the period of my Jewish people, the Holocaust. He called you to Auschwitz to pray. What did you? Why did he want you to pray there?
Well, because part of my blood is a Jew, so I love the Jews with all of my heart. Second, we're working a lot in Europe, and there was a tremendous curse over all of Europe because of the Holocaust. I mean, that blood cries. One of the things about blood is that blood cries, and the blood of all our fellow Jews were crying from Auschwitz, and this is what the devil was using.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that Hitler was tied in with the devil himself and all sorts of New Age practices.
New Age? No. He was a Satanist of the worst kind. Not New Age. New Age is
minor league.
Is minor. We're talking about major,
yes,
major satanic powers. I mean, he was one of the major Satanists in the history of the world. Absolutely.
What was he trying to accomplish, really and truly?
Actually, it was not just about killing the Jews, but it was making an altar to Satan with 6,606,000 Jews.
And he was the 666 is what he didn't accomplish that.
Yeah, exactly. He was trying to, he brought all these Jews to one side in order to build a replica of hell in Auschwitz. He couldn't do it because God didn't allow it. So it was about building an altar that he can use to control the world. So it was a major satanic thing. And all of that brought a curse over every nation in Europe, and we could not evangelize Europe with that curse there.
And when the curse was broken, and that's why you went there to intercede, what change occurred?
Actually, what the Lord was showing me is the devil was going to use that foundation to restart something from Germany that was going to annihilate the Jews in this era. So the Lord says, go there and cancel that assignment and destroy that work all the way down to the pit of hell, destroy it, unroot it, so the devil cannot use that anymore to destroy the Jews.
But when you got back home to Mexico, you had an uninvited guest. Who was that?
Oh, yeah, because the devil got so mad against me. And when I found myself in Mexico, the devil himself appeared to me in the middle of the night. And I saw him face to face. And, I mean, he was like, his eyes were fire, trying to kill me. His face was red and black. His teeth were like a wolf. His wings were like fire. And he was just saying, I'm going to kill you. And I was in total perfect peace. Because when you are inside communion, when you are inside Christ, you can see things from a distance without affecting your heart.
You're telling me the devil himself came to you?
Absolutely.
And you were in total peace?
Absolutely total peace.
My goodness, doctors say stress is one of the biggest causes of sickness today. If you didn't have stress with the devil walking into your bedroom, that is phenomenal.
No, because this is the importance of communion.
So when
I was in front of the devil and I asked the Holy Spirit, what should I do? And he just said, manifest the power of the blood that is in you. So I know the power of the blood. It's not something that I drink once a month or once a year. I drink every day. I empower my spirit with the blood of Jesus. And I just allow the power of the blood that I know is the life of Christ, that I know is the power of Christ. I just saw my whole spirit red and light coming out of it. And the power of Christ just coming out of my body and totally hitting the devil, and he disappeared in seconds.
So you're seeing this red, which represented the blood of Messiah. You had partaken of communion so much that it was part of you.
It's part of me. And that's what makes you become. We have to become one with Christ.
And how did the devil react when you saw in a vision what he saw in you? What did the devil do?
I believe that what the devil was seeing was much more scary than what I was seeing. So he just flew away from me.
So you're not afraid of sickness. You're not afraid of the devil.
Yet
you have an awe for God to want to walk in holiness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you know God, and I love my Christ, my Messiah, with all of my heart, all I want is become one with Him. The more we become one with Him, not the more we know Him in our intellect, not the more we know Greek words and Hebrew words, because that's what it's all about today. The Greek word, the Hebrew word, it's not about words. It's about what we are.
We look for teachers. We look for teachers to tickle our ears and tell us what we want to hear. And when will that stop?
Exactly. I don't know. But I mean, we need to go into the truth, and we need to raise up a generation of real people.
Anna, what's going to happen when people read your book and listen to this anointed CD?
What happens to those people? Have this book already in around, I think, six languages right now.
But tell me some specific things that have happened to people.
I mean, the level of deliverance that is happening, the level of forgiveness, when you drink of the blood of Jesus, you drink of His love. One of the problems the church has today is the lack of love. I mean, love is not patting everybody in and being charming with them. Love is the sacrificial love. Love is something that is beyond understanding.
It's not the charismatic hug your neighbor and tell them you love them.
No.
You don't even know their name.
Love is the very nature of the Father that gave Himself and gave His only begotten Son for us. So as you drink of the blood, you start to be inhabit in every pore of your body with this love. You drink the power of forgiveness. People that cannot forgive one another start forgiving one another.
What about people with terminal diseases?
People with terminal diseases, the power of the blood and the power of the wounds of Jesus is so intense, is so powerful. And I want to tell our audience that there is nothing made by man that is more powerful than the wounds of Jesus. But it's not just pleading, oh, the wounds of Jesus, and praying, hoping for a miracle. It's eating. If you eat my flesh, you will have life in yourself.
Okay, Mishpacha, there is such revelation in this book. Every page pulsates with revelation from God and the anointing on the power of His blood. You should have seen my staff react when I used this for prayer meeting. Have the elements for communion for the Friday broadcast so you can partake with us. Call or write today. Donation of $25 for the book and the CD. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.